OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, family? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Carla B.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another special edition of the E-Buzz with I, yours truly, Carla B. Thrilled it is Friday because I have the luxury of, guess what? I have the luxury of being here with y'all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the E-Buzz on EOTMradio.com, where you will get all the breaking news and entertainment, politics, exclusive celebrity interviews, behind-the-scenes first looks, red carpets, and Hollywood's hottest stories from the world of film, music, television, fashion, literature, interactive media, and so much more. And if you are streaming live from my radio page, it would be a great thing. It would be a great gift to me, y'all. If you are streaming, you can like us on EOTMradio.com. There is a little blue button, little blue Facebook button. Just click it to like us, and that I would definitely appreciate it. Click it and tell all your friends to go click it, okay? Also, if you have not already locked EOTMblog.com into your browser, you are missing out on the 411, all the entertainment news, celebrity red carpet exclusives, y'all, world news, and so much more. So please, pretty please, be sure to visit our official blog site, EOTMblog.com, and be sure to leave a comment and let us know you were there. I would love to know that. Tonight, y'all, we have a double whammy, if you will. I'll be chatting with singer Ron Anthony about his new music, the possible NAACP Image Awards nomination, and he'll be talking about we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of this, the state of gospel music, and so much more with Ron Anthony. And then later on in the show, I'll be chatting with world-renowned singer Yuguachi. This lady is phenomenal. Her musical interests span all corners of the globe. And tonight, y'all, I'll be bringing her just a tad bit closer on the E-Buzz. This lady has a mesmerizing sound, and her music has been described as lively melodies that make your feet move and your heart think. Her music is part Afrobeat and part Chi-Town soul, and it has been cleverly coined Afro soul. So it's going to definitely be, we're going to have a lot of fun. So I definitely want y'all to make sure you definitely stay with me through the duration of the show. It's Friday, and I know you probably got some things to do, but the beautiful thing about internet radio is that you could take me with you. You know, definitely take me with you. And with this day and age, you can actually listen to me on your iPod and a little bit everywhere else. Before we even dive into all the greatness that's going to happen, I got a very special treat. I want to play a little snippet from my favorite late night talk show host. Check out my favorite picks from this week on Jimmy Kimmel. This is the Carla B edition. Check it out, y'all.
McDonald's has announced that for the next month in the United Kingdom, Happy Meals, instead of a toy, will come with a book. And they will be renamed Disappointment Meals. Are you tired of people telling you how great you are? Do you ever get bored of that?
Not really.
Not really. That's good. So I thought I'd ask some questions that I'm pretty sure you've not been asked before. Have you ever set the high score in a video game?
I don't even know how to play them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever dated a magician?
Let me think.
Last time you got drunk was?
Last night.
Apparently the government is reading our Facebook pages. Did you know this? There's a report from the Department of Homeland Security. It says they regularly monitor social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. And so that's who's looking at MySpace, I guess. What did your parents think about the fact that you were stripping when you were a teenager?
They did not know at all.
Oh, they didn't know.
No.
What did they think you were up to?
I don't know. I kind of disappeared for that 8 months. I was just like, yeah.
You know, I've been doing Channing's laundry, and there are a lot of dollar bills in his underpants. Tonight in New Hampshire, the Republican primary election took place. New Hampshire voters gathered to decide which middle-aged white guy looked best in a pair of pleated Dockers.
My daughter turned 17, and we're pretty strict parents. We don't let them see a lot of stuff. And so she hasn't seen a lot of the films that I've been in, a lot of the work I've done. And I said, hey, baby, you know, you're 17 now. Actually, you can see whatever you want, and I can't stop you. I still want to have a discussion about what you're watching. She said, I don't want to see your stuff. Like, what? She goes, aren't you naked in some of your stuff? And she says, yeah. She goes, I don't need to see your stuff.
I came up with a great campaign slogan for Mitt Romney today. It's time to Mitt or get off the pot. You know that there are a lot of people that don't have jobs right now in America?
Yeah.
What would you do to get them back to work, Abby?
I'll pull their teeth out and then the tooth fairy will come.
Oh, that's a great idea. If you're president of the United States, what would you do to make school better?
I don't know what I'm going to do about education, but I'm just saying more schools in the Tri-County area.
The Tri-County area? What's the Tri-County area?
This place in Toy Story.
Oh.
You know, somebody said to me earlier today, this flower looks like one of those flowers that you squeeze and blow something in somebody's eye with.
Yeah.
Like a joke flower.
Yeah. What? Well, why not? You're dressed like a clown. You should have a
squirting flower. Whoa!
The rapper known as Snoop Dogg ran into some trouble with the law over the weekend. Police in Sierra Blanca, Texas, found just under half an ounce of marijuana on his tour bus. Under half an ounce. Maybe they arrested him for disappointing them. Arresting Snoop Dogg for smoking pot is like arresting the sun for shining. It's what he does.
You know what the fun part of something like this is? It's funny, and then for like the first 2 minutes it's hilarious, and then you've got to wear it the whole rest of the segment.
I'm comfortable. I don't care.
If there is a wedding, will you have it on television?
I don't know. I don't know if my TV days are done or not.
I predict you will not. In fact, I think you have no idea why you did this in the first place. Yes?
Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Get hype, y'all. I hope y'all like the funnies from Jimmy Kimmel. I just love that guy. When I grow up, I'm going to be just like him. He's hilarious, but definitely wanted to share this week's picks of the best of Jimmy Kimmel Live. I mean, you can definitely expect that every week right here on the eBuzz. I'm super excited, y'all, because tonight I have the pleasure of introducing a dynamic superstar tonight. This guy has received so many graces. He's received a soft nomination for Breakthrough Artist of the Year via the Crunk for Christ Radio Holy Hip Hop and Rhythm and Praise Awards. He has also been submitted for not one, but two NAACP Image Awards for Outstanding Gospel Album and Outstanding Gospel Song for his Man on a Mission CD. This CD, if you haven't picked it up, it is Man on a Mission, and this album resonates with the challenges of faith mixed with glimpses of a life less traveled, really. And I'm not even just saying it because I know this guy. He sings on the spiritual perspective of real life, everyday situations, and has the confidence to live in and under the power and authority of God. This amazing gent is also a radio personality on EOTMradio.com, as well as the president of the company. I didn't know that. I'm just kidding. Welcome, Ron Anthony. It's been a minute before you've been on the E-Buzz, so welcome back to the E-Buzz.
Hey, Carla, hold on. That's what I'm doing right now, Carla.
Hey, that's what's up. I love
yes.
that song. I love that song. I do. I want to, before we even go any further, I want to thank you for giving me a portion of your Friday evening. I realize that I already like shared a lot of your background, not a whole bunch, just a little tidbits of the 2011 stuff and what you're doing. You're a busy man, and the first thing I want to ask you is, how do you do it all?
Ooh, meditating. Meditating and just depending on God to just keep me as I go through the storm. You see, I'm saying going through it,
yeah.
I haven't stopped in it.
Yes. Yeah, and
yes.
You say meditating. That's,
yes.
I've just recently started back meditating, and that's some great advice because it definitely
yes.
just brings you into a whole different perspective of life once you get up out of it. I even got my kids meditating. So it's
yes.
just definitely, yeah, some great advice right there, Mr. Ron. I want to definitely talk. Well, I know that your 2011, I know that it has been tough. There has
yes.
been tons of blessings, though. So tonight, we're not going to really talk about the tough stuff. Tonight, we'll just talk about some of the other things, some of the other great things that you're doing, some of the blessings. And we'll talk about all the other stuff at a later date.
Right.
My hopes are that you will come back and share with our listeners the other stuff a little bit later.
Definitely.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's start off with Man on a Mission and the whole creation behind it. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, I do have the CD, and it has definitely been a blessing to me, especially that single, Hold On, that you were, singing a little bit ago. It definitely is. It has definitely helped to, help me hold on and It just really, and I get even tongue-tied even trying to put things together when I'm talking about that particular CD, not that particular CD, but that particular song on the CD. So, again, congratulations to that. But I want to ask you this. Where did the concept of Man on a Mission come from?
Well, it's really just been my life, just been on a mission. It's like I'm always going through things to show other people and standing through it to let them know that you can be strong, even though you may, you'll bend a little, but you won't fall, you won't break, you'll just keep standing. You just wave to the right, wave to the left, and A Man on a Mission has been what the name itself, A Man on a Mission, even with all the other stuff, and
right.
the kidney disease, and I mean, just a lot of things that, I was glad to go through. I'm going to say that.
Right.
I'm
right.
so glad to go through it because it lets me know that other people that might not be able to stand through it. So
right.
by me being on the mission, they can look at my life and say, hey, this brother's still standing.
Yeah.
I can stand too.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
And you know what, before we even go any further, Ron, I just want to be able to give the listeners a taste of a little bit of what I've been feeling when I listen to Hold On, and for them to be able to, if they haven't already heard your music, to get a better idea as to you and where you come from with your music. When we come, we're going to listen to Hold On right now, and then we'll come back and talk to Ron Anthony, and then we'll get to the phone lines as well, because I see that we have some callers. So y'all check out my guest tonight, Ron Anthony. This track right here is Hold On, and it has been, it's up. It's been submitted for a nomination for Outstanding Song. Check it out right now.
Make it if you just hold on. You can make it.
right, y'all. This is Sanaa Lathan. You're watching EOTM Media.
Hello, I'm Carla B.
Yeah, that's me, Carla B. If you guys were just tuning in, you just checked out Hold On by our guest tonight, Ron Anthony. Welcome back to the E-Buzz.
Yes, yes, Carla B.
Yes, yes, I love that song, Ron. You just
Thanks.
Don't know. And I know that I just feel it deep in my heart that you will get the nomination for Outstanding Song, and I just feel like you're going to win. You're going to win. It's going to happen. 2012 is going to be the year, whereas you don't just hit the top. You go
over the top.
The top, and that's
I'm
definitely my that's my prediction to you know for your life, for your life. So definitely want to give you kudos on that. Before I even get into my questions, I definitely want to appreciate and you know our listeners and the people that call in. So I definitely want to go to the phone line. I believe I know who this awesome woman is. She's a superstar in her own right. The lady who's been with EOTM Radio since its inception. Mocha D, are you with me?
Mocha D is in the Mocha D is
girl.
In the house. What's
yeah, I thought
apology?
That was you. I thought that was
oh.
you, girl. You know,
well,
you
know what?
You. Yes, ma'am.
Carla B, I would not miss this particular show for nothing in the world. Ron, I have been keeping up with you. I mean, you probably know me as Ramona Simpson on Facebook because I'm always But I want you to know, I was on there today and I was just talking to you, and you probably haven't seen
yes.
it yet, but I want you to know that I got your back 100, 1,000% or more, whatever we can, you know, unlimitedly. If there's anything that I can do, man, to, you know, to expedite what's going on in your life, I'm going to
yeah.
be there doing it, rooting, shouting, pushing forward. We haven't even got to that subject yet of anything. You know, I don't know if you're going to cover everything that you're going through, but you know what I'm talking about. And I just want
yeah.
you to know God bless you, man. And I'm signing everything. I'm doing everything. Whatever I can do, I will be. We'll be in the
I appreciate
the,
it.
Million women marched, a million people marched to make something happen, some things to go right into life. But I'm not going to jump the gun. On your music, I just want to say that song was phenomenal. Absolutely
Thanks.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Man, Carla, you're right. You said that that
yeah.
was one of the songs. That was it. That's the
yeah.
winner right there, and I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely yeah. want to just to be able, you know, for the people that are listening to the show tonight, I just want you to know definitely you can Google Ron Anthony. His name is spelled R-A-H-N, Anthony with an I instead of a Y. And you can also go to www.ronanthony.net and you can, as they say, cop that CD, the whole one. Or you could,
and you know what, Carla?
Yes, sir.
I want to put this out there. If you're listening, I want you to tie in Ron Anthony with Ronald Hatcher. And Google that name so you can actually see exactly what I've been going through. And I really appreciate
yeah.
Carla and EOTM, Mocha D. I mean, it's really like a family. And I you just don't know the nights I cry being here by myself, you know, just going through it. But when I get online and I see all these people, I see Carla and, you know, people in Mocha D, EOTM got my back. I'm like, woo, thank God.
I'll tell you.
And I mean it. I really mean it.
You know what?
Yeah.
If I may say something, and then I'm going to sit back and let you do what you do, Carla B. You do it so well. I love you. But let me say something. I hear you, Ron, when you're talking about how alone you are, and you know more than anybody. That's that moment, that precious moment when God is hollering
yeah.
at you. He wants you to shut up. He says, shut
yeah.
up, because I got something to say. And when God speaks, man, better listen. Man,
yeah.
better listen. And for those who have intentionally harmed you and intentionally tried to shut you down,
yeah.
they got to ask for God. They got to ask
Amen.
For God, and we just ask him to have mercy, because hell
yeah.
wasn't made for man. So we ask him to have mercy on them. And it, like I was, you're going to read it later, but I'm going to just say it real quick. What I wrote you today was that we expect things to happen, we expect it to happen righteously and justifiably and when it comes to this world, but God does things on his time, his way, and glory be to God for all things. So even if justice isn't served at this time of the petition, at this time in your life, you're making a statement, and it will come to pass, like Martin Luther King said, I may not get there with you. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. So it's just a matter of time. It may be like a Pharaoh situation when God may have to be hardening the hearts of man right now. But don't worry, because what you're doing is fighting that good fight. So you go on, and we stumping with you, man. And I'm a shut up for a minute because I love to hear you speak, and I love to hear Carla B speak. So Mocha D is going to mute herself out right about now.
Thanks so much, Mocha D. That was beautiful right there. She's
thank
such
you.
An inspiration. She definitely is. I want to definitely dive into and had a couple questions for you. I know you're not going to give me the whole 2 hours of my show, but you're going to give me a good portion. So I definitely want to be able to ask some questions that I think maybe some of our listeners want to know. Number one, that song we just listened to, Hold On, was definitely inspiring to me. So I want to know, what is the inspiration for a lot of your songs, Ron? Because it sounds like you sing from the heart.
Yeah, it's basically just going through that kidney disease, you know, and just thinking that I wasn't going to be able to make it and actually dying and coming back. And when that happened, it's like I heard a voice say, you're a man on a mission. And I want you to hold on because I got you. And that's where it comes from. But I thought it was just for that time.
Right.
Not knowing that it would reach a lot of people and plus help me now.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
And
wow.
That's where it comes from.
That's something else. That's a beautiful thing right there where you hear something and you definitely run with it. It said, hold on. You know, you're a man on the mission. Hold on. So for you to bring that into fruition, that is definitely a beautiful thing, and that really tells a lot about you. I know me being your publicist and all, we talk about a lot of different things when it comes to music and gospel music and all this stuff. So before I even dive into gospel music, because I definitely want to talk about that, because I know that you'll be transitioning into some different stuff, some different stuff in 2012. But so I want to ask you this, considering we just heard a little bit of Hold On, and you are not just a gospel singer. You sing a lot of different genres, but you do sing gospel as well. So what other gospel singers do you listen to, Ron?
Well, I listen to Yolanda. That's who I love, Yolanda Adams, because she it seems like we kind of walk the same road. To like open your heart and you know
right.
I love Yolanda and I love Dottie Peoples because I, you know, was singing with her for so long and she's just a beautiful person and that's really who I listen to.
Right. And those are definitely some good ones. They really are.
Yes.
I wanna know, so what are your feelings about hip hop, gospel and rap?
You know, I love it because, you know, a lot of young people, they really, you can't really reach them with the, hear me that old time religion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they want to hear something that's moving. And and I know a lot of young people that listen and they love the beat, but they really listen to the words.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't know what goes on inside of that person. So when it comes to saying hip-hop, gospel is this and that, you can't really say that because God moves.
Right.
He doesn't stay just one place. He moves. And we all are different individuals, and we all create differently. I create different from you. You know what I'm saying? So hip-hop, gospel music is really the one, and it's for today.
Right.
That's how I feel. I have nothing bad to say.
Right.
Which
so
I've heard a lot of bad things.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you feel about entertainers and artists such as yourself, you know, moving from the genre of gospel music into more of, you know, secular, you know, hip-hop? and considering that's something that may be in the works for you as well.
Right.
So, I mean, how did you decide that?
I describe it as just letting
uh-huh.
God create, because
right.
everything that you go through is good. It may look, even what I'm going through now, it's good. It looks
right.
bad to me, but it's all good, because you have to find some good in everything that you go through. And in me transforming and doing a lot of different music is the creativity that's in me. And I have to allow God to do exactly what he wants me to do. Because when you come to a Ron Anthony concert
right.
and I am going into dance music and
yeah.
pop, when you come
yeah.
in, you will sit there and you will see an evangelist come out and do
yes.
a 15-minute skit.
yeah.
And you will be uplifted. And you're waiting for, you know, this pop dance music. You will hear Hold On. You will hear I Believe
right.
in Me. And then we're going to dance.
Right. That's what's up.
And, you know, it's kind of different. I know I'm going to get a lot of people saying, oh, this and that. But you know what? As long as God is creating in me, that's all that matters.
Right. And you said it, too. It's, you know, it's not even you. You know, you're just going off of what you're feeling and what
yeah.
God is telling you to do. So that's what you're doing. And I think that that's a beautiful thing that you're able to be so in tune with yourself in that way
right.
to be able to bring so much great music to people like me. And I'm definitely a music lover. I like all genres of music. And I'm going to start, we're going to probably have to coin you the fusion artist or something. Because...
Yeah.
You are bringing so many genres together, and I think that's,
right.
that's definitely a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, again, Ron, you know, my hat's off to you.
And I'm going to send you a copy of it tonight.
Okay.
I already talked to Rico. And if I can, Rico De La Vega, this man
is
the bomb.
We are trying to get him on.
I had a chance to I have a conference with Diddy, and
okay.
it was just,
okay.
and I never thought I would ever be able to do that, but Rico
okay.
De La Vega is the man. He's helping me. He's even volunteering his time for the Aaron song. And if
yeah.
you don't mind, I'll sing a little bit for you.
Oh,
you
know, I want you to. Go ahead.
This is the Aaron song. You know, this is going to be singing a cappella, but it goes like this. A child was born with no words to say, but when he lifted his eyes, it filled that space. In him was a star that only we could reach, and now he has been set free. No more abusers, we know all the accusers, and now the angels carries me. Oh, the road has been long, but faith is carrying me over. Now the time has come to let it all go. Even though they treated him like they didn't care, this is Aaron's song. Woo, I get teared up when I sing it, but you know.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That's
that
my
was
next
beautiful.
Song, and I want
yes.
everybody. I need marketers. I need everybody. This the money is going to go to a advocacy that's going to help stop this abuse on special need kids.
Yes.
Because they
yes.
can't talk.
Yes,
and I
definitely.
Thank God for allowing me to do this, because, Carla, I know I can't say too much about it, about the case and all that stuff, but I thank God for you breaking this story. I thank God. This is from my heart. I never thought that, you know, somebody would risk a chance. And you did it, EOTM, Mocha D. I mean, I see everybody is pushing this, the street team. And I just, I mean, Oof, I can't even talk right now, but I just thank y'all, because if only you knew how I felt, you would be like,
we know. I think
I know
we
God
know.
Knows.
Yeah, I think we know. It's in your voice,
yeah.
Ron. So, you know, we know, and I'm just happy to help in any way for this. And considering you brought up, you just sang a cappella, a little bit of Aaron's song, which is a song that's coming up. In 2012, I want to mention really quick about Aaron Hatcher's Law,
yeah.
Because I want to direct you guys to the website where you can vote. And really quickly, what we're trying to do here is urge the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and President Obama to pass Aaron Hatcher Law at the local and federal level. Briefly, can I read a little bit about Aaron Hatcher's Law,
yes,
Ron?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Aaron Hatcher was a high school student with cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy. He is also the namesake of Aaron Hatcher's Law. Aaron could not walk or talk, but had a smile that would light up a room. He had family and friends that loved and cherished him. Young teen was abused at the hands of his teachers for well over 4 years and passed away from his injuries in 2011, and that's allegedly. After young Hatcher's untimely death, it was later found that he was not the only disabled child being abused. There were others inflicted with the same types of torment at the very same schools Aaron attended. For years, Aaron and other disabled children have been perceived as easy targets because their intellectual limitations prevented them from being able to discern or express the abuse. In Aaron's case, impaired communication abilities prevented him from disclosing the abuse. Now, in recent studies, it has been proven that there is a consistent cycle of maltreatment of children with disabilities in schools. It is a critical public health issue that must be addressed. So we're urging the state of Georgia to initiate the Aaron Hatcher Law. This new law will be put in place to ensure that children with disabilities are recognized as a population that is at risk for maltreatment. This new law would also put in place a system that detects abuse early on, as well as intervention of child abuse and neglect in this population of students. So definitely we're urging you guys to go to change.org and type in Aaron Hatcher's Law. Again, you can go to www.change.org and you can just type in Aaron Hatcher's Law, and Aaron is spelled with two A's, Hatcher's Law. And please, we want you to sign a petition because we're trying to get up to 50,000 signatures, and then we'll definitely, it's already in the hands of local and federal officials, because definitely this story is really, really big. And again, as we said at the beginning of the show, it's something that Ron Anthony, aka Ronald Hatcher, which is my guest tonight, can't really talk too much about it today, but he will be back on next week, and he'll be sharing all the information in regards to his son, Aaron Hatcher, and the Aaron Hatcher's Law. Ron, did you want to say anything in regards to the petition letter?
Yes, I really need people to just pass it to their friends after they sign it, as their friends. I mean, we can do this because it's so many people out there, and the only thing I ask, just sign it and just believe in what you're signing first. Read it.
Right.
Don't do it if you don't want it to go through. I'm being honest, because I want people that's really going to stand with this and just help not me, not Aaron, but those other kids that are being abused right now as we speak.
Right, exactly. And I do appreciate you even allowing me to share that, because I know when you presented that to me, I thought the idea was great, and you're doing so many great things in your son's name. And blessings to you, Ron. I'm just so happy to be able to call you friend. I'm able to do that. I wanted just a couple more questions, and I'm going to definitely let you go, but I know Mocha D was still here, so I just wanted to find out if she wanted to say anything in regards to the Aaron Hatcher's Law. And just make sure you sign that petition as well.
you know I signed the petition, you know. Actually, okay. I was the number 131. I did count,
okay,
right? But I want to tell you something. And like the statement you made that we can do this, you know for a fact that all things through Christ Jesus is done. It is done. The war is already won, and it's done. It is done. So we have to walk in that. We're not going to say if. We're not going to say maybe. We're not going to say anything that's not saying
it's done.
That's it. It is done. You know, who was that that used to, I think it was Caesar, throw his arm back, throw his shirt back and say, it is done. You know what I mean? That's how we walk it, in full-fledged faith. And I just want to tell you that I love you, man, and I'm looking forward to meeting you personally, you know, because you are doing some great things in Christ Jesus, and that's why it's done.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mocha D, and you'll get to meet him,
because
Brian Anthony, he'll be down in Beverly Hills, California in February for the NAACP Image Awards, and I claim that he's gonna definitely walk away with it. You know, so definitely Mocha D, you can meet him then, girlfriend. Definitely.
You know
what?
I'll be there. I will be there with bells on. If they let me in, that's one thing. But I'll see you outside. I'll be wearing a sign on my head. EOT and Mocha D. So
you're gonna be there because you're part of EOTM. So you'll definitely be one of the media hosts there, considering I have to walk down the red carpet with my client, Ron Anthony. But I definitely want to, close it up with Ron, but I wanted to, a couple other things. I definitely want you to be able to share with our listeners, Ron, where they can find you online. And you definitely, Google
going
on.
You can find me at ranantoni.net, and you can Facebook me at it's Ron Anthony as well, and Twitter.
Yes.
And also,
yes.
you can hit me up, too, at ronanthonymusic@gmail.com. That's ranantonimusic@gmail.com.
That's what's up. I want to, before I let you go, and it's a question that I ask everybody, and before I even go there, let me just tell Mocha D, don't go anywhere, Mocha D, because we got a second half and we got another great guest.
That's cool.
So I definitely you to hold tight with me. Uh-huh.
I might have to check out for a second, but let me tell you something, Ron. If I don't get back on the line, I know I joke around a lot, but I'm gonna tell you something. I realize you know who you are, and I too know where I am and where I'm going. And if I don't get to meet you, I will see you in heaven. You hear me?
Yes.
Girl, you scare me. You ain't going nowhere no time soon, though. I see we all going to each other in heaven.
Did y'all hear Mother Jenkins?
Yeah, we heard Mother Jenkins, and we miss her. Tell her we miss her. But and I think I'm gonna give our listeners a little bit of Mother Jenkins also before we all check out today. But I want you to. This is a question I ask almost every guest on the show, especially, you know, considering we get a lot of indie artists, a lot of artists that are looking to break it into the industry, not just artists, but entertainers as well. You're a man that has been in the industry for a long time. You've been, you know, perform along the likes of so many well-known entertainers today. So share with our some of those indie artists that are looking to break into the industry and they're looking for a little bit of guidance. How would you help them out with a little bit of advice? What would you say?
I would say that, first of all, you have to grind. You have to get on. You know, you have to do it yourself. I mean, you get on and you meet people on all these social networks. And also, this may be a little deep, but you follow your subconscious mind because that will lead you to the right people. And just go forth and don't give up no matter what doors are closed, what happened in your life, no matter who you lose, you keep going. Because when you're on this road, a lot of things will happen, but it's up to you. As long as you stay faithful, you will get through.
That's what's up. That was beautiful, Ron. I'm even going to use some of that advice, definitely. You're always inspiring, always encouraging. Again, thank you so much for giving me a portion of your Friday evening, friend. and I'll chat with you soon. Yeah, hold tight. Before we close up Ron Anthony's segment, I definitely want to, Mama Jenkins has a couple words for the listeners.
Hey, Lord, I've been here, you know, since my grandbaby.
Get
back.
Creative.
I couldn't do it no more, sugar. But I'm coming back, sugar. You hear me?
Okay.
Baby, you hear what I say? You there?
I did not know. I still had Mother Jenkins. We were playing a commercial. I didn't know that I was going to have her live. What you say, lady?
Baby. You tell him you in child protection, child. Lord, we trying to fight for these kids out here. If you're listening, you take it from me, I'll say. Sign that petition. You hear what I say? I don't make the sign you, sugar, because I show enough will.
Wow.
And Mark, is you still there? You done got off the phone. Somebody should leave it and all that kind of shit.
So, Mama Dingus, but we love you so much, and we'll definitely make sure that everybody signs the petition. I will.
Right.
And before I leave, I'm going to let the listeners know why you're here. Go to change.org and type in Aaron Hatcher's Law and make sure you sign it. Thanks so much, Ron Anthony. Mother Jenkins, I love you. And this is Steve.
All right, love you too, Chip.
All right, Carla.
Hello out there.
See you later.
This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go? Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit soaked. Tight child, look like you take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carly B, and you're tuned in to the second half of the E-Buzz.
E-Buzz. Woo!
Carly B. Find it.
Y'all, this is your girl Carla B, And that track right there that you just heard is by Yugoshi. Don't Mind Them. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. She is a world-renowned singer. Her musical interests span all corners of the globe, y'all. This talented woman has a mesmerizing sound, as you well saw yourself, and her music has been described as lively melodies that make your feet move and your heart think. Her musical style, part Afrobeat and part Chi-Town Soul, has been cleverly coined Afro Soul. And with that, I would love to welcome for the first time on the E-Buzz, Yugoshi. Welcome to the E-Buzz.
Well, thank you. It's actually pronounced Yugoshi.
Yugoshi. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm always getting names wrong, but okay. Thank you so much for that. And I'm trying to write it and abbreviate it so I can remember. So again, thank you so much, Yugoshi, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's a very soft U. So it's not a hard U like U, it's U.
Ooh. Okay, I got it. Ooh, Yugoshi. Alrighty. So for our listeners out there globally that may not have heard of you because of them living under a rock or something of the such, please enlighten them, if you will.
Okay, well, basically, like you said, I'm a child of West Africa, but I was born in Chicago, so...
my hometown.
Yeah, so basically what I've done is... taken the aesthetics of the music styles that I love that are represented in the diaspora. So in this music concoction, of course, you know, we start with some Afrobeat and, you know, some high life, and we add some samba and some reggae and some jazz and soul, you know. And and then we call it Afro Soul because, to me, it's very important for artists to kind of define what it is they're doing.
Yes, yes.
In the moment, and not allow industries to tell us what we're doing that don't create the music.
Right.
So, as people who we were creating something and we didn't really know what to call it, and we didn't see a place to put it for sale in the slots that are available right now. So I created something that I think is called Afro Soul, and I think myself and other artists fit into this category. And it's just a beautiful way of kind of honoring the continent as well as giving respect to where we are for those displaced Africans around the world.
Right, right. Wow, that's awesome. That is definitely, you decided just to do something. You know, it wasn't there and you decided to do something to really make your mark in music, and you are definitely doing that. So I just wanted to give my kudos to you on that. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Carla.
No problem, no problem. So I want to ask you this. I just want to, like, get back to the roots, if you will. How did you get started in music?
It's funny because I got started in music through poetry, and I got started in poetry through writing, and I was a journalism major in college, but I didn't know how I was going to actually use that degree until I graduated and went to D.C. first. And in D.C., I was doing some work with this public service initiative that President Clinton was doing. And that was when I really realized that I wanted to be an artist. So I came back to Chicago from D.C.
Okay.
And I walked right into the movement that was happening at the time. Spices was just over as far as poetry and, you know, Rituals and LitX and all these new places were coming up for the poets of the day. And it was there that I found the voice and started to express myself and really get confident on stage and in front of people. And then through that poetry scene, there were also musicians in that scene, dancers. So we kind of just introduced ourselves to each other in the artistic community. And those musicians that came out of that poetry scene, some of them are still my musician friends who collaborated on this latest project. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Lifelong friendships, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, and your words, just listening to some of your music, your words actually convey a very positive message about life. It's like self-help music, which
yeah.
is something that is there's not a lot of today.
I know.
So, yeah, it was definitely inspiring, and it took me to the place that I'm really just trying to be in when it comes to music. I'm a big fan of conscious music, and I'm like, wow, you're awesome. You really, really are.
Thank you so much.
No
that
problem.
Actually, I'll just interject here, Carla. That's actually one of the prerequisites for me as far as making Afro Soul, because, you know, sometimes we look at music and it could be so smutty. When you look at
right.
music that's on the radio and the songs that they call love songs are very disgusting. They're not even love.
Right.
It's lust. And so sometimes, you know, when you're an adult, when you're a grown person and you're trying to get inspired, it's hard to do that with what's on the radio today. And I feel like part of what the ingredients and the formula that I add to creating a song, it has to inspire me. You know what I mean? I have to get
right.
something out of it.
Right.
Or it just doesn't make the cut for anybody else. You know?
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And I know when I was, like, reading over your bio and taking a look at your website, and considering I mentioned your website, definitely if you want to share it with our listeners right now, that
okay,
would be great.
It's www.ugochi, which is spelled UGOCHI.com.
Yeah, definitely. I want you to put that out there, and we'll definitely repeat that toward the end of the interview. But just like I'm researching you, it just seems like so many people, they look at entertainers like yourself, and they brand them as an icon that speaks to their particular experience. So, and it just seems when it comes to you, that's definitely the same. And so to many of your fans, you're considered like a natural icon, especially with the, you know, with the whole movement as far as, you know, the kind of music that you're trying to convey, and then your natural look. It's like you're really taking people back. How does that make you feel? This is a big thing. How does that make you feel?
It's a big deal because, you know, I realize in the world, you know, I'm a global citizen. I'm Nigerian.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So, you know, I have this whole world that is my oyster. And when I look at the global view of the African woman or the black woman, it's not positive. So,
right.
And it's also not natural.
Right.
So,
right.
So for me, I feel it's almost like it's almost what my ancestors are mandating I do is to
right.
show what natural living is like and what natural beauty is like and natural creativity.
Right.
I mean, it's something that maybe 30 years ago we wouldn't even have really considered, but now it's something
right.
you have to say. You have to.
You really do.
Because we are very much in the minority, and this
right.
is how we are when we wake up in the morning or before any type of chemicalization or denaturalization happens to us. This is how we look, and I think that
right.
It's important for, you know, I don't have any children, but I know that one day when I do have them, I want my young girls to be able to see beautiful African
right.
women in their natural state and not
right.
feel like at 3 years old they have to wear weave or braids
right.
or anything like that or feel like they
right.
have to kind of sexualize themselves and do
right.
certain dances or look a certain way. I want them to know what it is to really be a beautiful person from within and not really even
right.
dealing with the spirit.
Right, right,
that's a
right.
new piece when you're dealing about with music. You know, nobody wants to really do that. People want to sell
right.
songs that are in the club, that they can be in the club all the time, and
right.
everybody's making lust and calling it love, and that's what people want to do. And I'm not trying to stop anybody's fun. Hey, I go out with my friends and things like that too, but we need to be aware of the image and the messages that we're sending
exactly.
out, especially those
hey.
Artists.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that are artists, we have a lot of responsibility, and any artist tells you otherwise, they're lying to themselves and their communities.
Wow.
We are the ones who are supposed to show the way and express that to the people
right.
in a way that they can understand it and pick that mantle up. Like I said, inspiration. We're there to inspire them to do what is in them to do.
Right, exactly. And, oh, my God, you are just so phenomenal. I know we've been corresponding back and forth for a minute, but, you know, just to be able to speak with somebody and just to really see what they're about is totally a different thing. So you're definitely putting me in my just put my fist up attitude again, and just and that there is still hope for music.
Yeah.
Because definitely, so it could definitely be so be very depressing. So yes, I definitely want to, oh my God, yes, it can. But I want to definitely talk about your project, your latest project. I know that we played one track of, and we'll feature another one in a little bit, but definitely want to share with our listeners about your projects and, you know, your latest music. How is that coming along, and what was the inspiration behind your latest project?
Okay, my latest project, was just, you know, it's just one of those things when you make music, you and you're really in it for as a calling and not just something to do to make money.
Right.
It, you know when it's time to go back into the womb and in the cocoon and create again. And this particular project, I wanted to go deeper into the African spirit, because it's a journey for me, and it's a journey that I hope that my fans and my supporters are walking with me. So in the first album, African Butterfly, was more of a, it was more soulful, and the lyrics were just as insightfully in depth, but it was more of a soulful experience. So as we go deeper into this journey of mine, we go deeper down into the diaspora and into Africa, you know,
right.
Into certain countries and places specifically. So that was a lot of fun to kind of see how we could fuse together these different styles. How can we take the pandero and the berimbau and these rhythms that are kind of traditional or ancient and sometimes just freestyle, you know, and merge them with a Chicago soulful experience or a British kind of European. But not really European, because we're talking about the African experience in that. So it's like, you know, but everywhere the African is, you know?
Right.
So taking those rhythms and how we've and reinterpreted them in our different places and bringing them all together to create something, because I love all music that I think that has a really, like, positive spiritual energy. And so that includes almost every style of music there is, almost every style.
Right,
you know?
Right. It definitely shows that
bringing it together, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to just interject really quick and just say it definitely shows that you really put a lot into your profession. And like you said, it's not just about the money. This is something that you're really passionate about. I know when I interviewed, and I've interviewed a lot of different people all across the world, and the top-notch ones, they talk about when they're starting a project and how they really have to research it, especially when it comes to something like Afro music. A lot of times when you live in the United States, you really don't know, and you really have to go back to those places just to be able to really get the essence of it, and just be able to bring everything together. And it seems like that's what you're doing. And I know just by reading your biography and everything, that you have traveled to so many different countries. You are an international star. You've been everywhere. So, and I know I kind of jumped the gun a little bit because you were talking about your project, but
it actually segues into that, because Ashe is a Yoruba word that means a lot of things in essence, but, you know, so be it is really, you know, or, you know, it is so, like what you would say after the end of a Christian prayer when you say amen. And so that's what it means in the Yoruba tradition. It's really of the spirit, you know, so just giving, surrendering to the spirit. But also Afro soul effect is what the effect I want the people to have once they listen to the music. I want it to penetrate them in a way that it has an effect on them. And so we've acronized, you know, made acronym of Ashe just to understand that this is the effect of Afro soul, and Afro soul is our genre that we're presenting to the people, because we wanted to do something different. We didn't want to be one of, and plus people don't even know what to do with me when they see me. They don't know where to put me anyway. So I don't want to be anywhere in any particular slot. I've never been that. I've always been an individual, and I support that with the independent arts. And so, instead of, I come from a long tradition of, you know, just complete innovators. And Fela Kuti is one of the innovators. You know, James Brown. I mean, you have people who just create styles of music.
Right.
And I studied those people and what exactly it is they were doing for the time. And all of these times, there was it was something going on in our social setup, in the music, in the mindset of the people. And right now is no different. This
right.
is a very important time in history, and I just felt like, why not step out and do something different in these very different times, do something that hasn't been done before in these times
right.
that are unknown, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly. And speaking of doing something different and just really, you know, taking chances, you see a lot of different artists out there, a lot of pop artists, hip-hop and all that, really, you know, trying to set new trends. So I wonder,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about trends in music this year with artists such as Lady Gaga, who seem to have major influence?
You know, I am one of those people that don't have a TV.
Okay.
I say that to say that I do watch TV when I go to my friends' houses and, you know, things like that, but I don't study popular culture in that way. I know that Lady Gaga is the woman because I'm on the social networks and
right,
I see the,
right.
you know, the recaps of things. But I think, honestly, I have to say, I think that she has such an appeal to people because most people don't have any position at all about life, about what they believe
right.
in, about
right.
who they are as a people, where they're headed. People, everybody is just doing whatever they feel, and that's a very dangerous place to be. There's no, there's no boundaries, there's no setup, there's no guidelines, and it's fun for a time, but what history shows those people who are students of history is that all of this will come to pass. You can't go at this rate and at this with this mentality for too long. It
right.
doesn't work.
Right, that's so true.
And yes. we're seeing that with what's happening in the environment. We're seeing
mm-hmm.
that with what's happening in our own environment. You know, we are the earth as well, you know,
right.
made up of matter and everything. So what she's only a reflection of the lawlessness and the it's a word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We're just completely lost. I just think
right.
that, you know, we don't have any standards or guidelines or, you know, everything is up and down. I mean, there's marriage is no longer anything people think about. There's no morality.
Right.
You can go down the list. I mean,
yes,
just,
yeah. That's the best answer I've gotten, and I've asked that question to almost every artist that I've interviewed on this show the past year. I've never got an answer like that. That's the best one. So,
and you probably won't because, you know, I have nothing to lose. If
right.
somebody else was to say that and if they were affiliated with some other, you know, groups,
uh-huh.
then they might lose some endorsements,
right.
you know, hypothetically.
Right.
But, see, that's
right.
one of the beauties of being an independent artist. I can say what I feel, and I don't have to answer to anyone because I answer to God and myself, and that's
yes.
it.
And that's a beautiful thing right there.
It is.
Definitely.
It is.
Yes. Hold tight. Hold tight. What I want to do is I want to give our listeners a little taste of Afro Soul. I know I checked it out a little bit earlier today, and I just want to be able to consider we're talking about Afro Soul.
Yay.
Want them to be able to hear a little bit of it. Hold tight. We'll be right back with Ugochi.
Afro soul, and I watch the bright glow. Let every
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the E-Buzz. This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to the late show on the E-Buzz, and I'm so happy that you're still with me. I appreciate it. I want to definitely let you know that if you are streaming live from our radio page, EOTMradio.com, that you please like our radio page, please, because, you know, I don't know, it's this thing about social media, so many likes and stuff, it makes us feel so special and so loved, and makes us feel that, you know, what we're doing is definitely something good. So please like us and just stroke my ego tonight, please. Thank you. I also want to definitely direct you to www.eotmblog.com, and definitely you can stay connected to all the breaking news, all the celebrity news, and of course, everything that's going on with EOTM Radio and Media will be posted there, so make sure you support us because, you know, I think that we do our fair share for y'all, so definitely show some love for us. We appreciate it. And back to my great guest. I've had such a great show tonight. I actually talked to Ron Anthony the first half, and I have Ugochi from, I believe she's out of Chicago right now, my hometown, and that last track that we played was Afro Soul. And with that, I want to welcome back my girl from the Shy. What's good with you?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So that track, Afro Soul, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes, definitely. And you're going to have to definitely keep us posted with everything that you're doing. When you're in concerts, everything. I don't know if you ever make your way here. I'm sure you do because I'm in Los Angeles and you're toured everywhere. But
it's funny because I'm working on getting to you, Carla. So when I do get, make sure you know.
Oh my God! Yeah, we definitely have to have you in studio. We'll get a live in studio interview, and which will be aired on EOTMTV.com as well as LA Channel 36. So, you know, yeah, definitely, we got to definitely show love to individuals that are doing some great, positive things in music. So we're back. Let's digress a little bit and talk about that track, Afro Soul. I know it seems like that is just, is the whole essence of who you are.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that track.
Okay, so Afro Soul is the title track, of course, to the actual album, and you know, with African Butterfly, the first album, you know, we tried to outdo ourselves in the epic nature of the title track. So African Butterfly is that track. And for Afro Soul, we wanted to put the energy of all of the different spaces that I've been to, places. I travel extensively. So I was in Brazil for Carnival. I learned Brazilian percussion. I learned how to play a lot of the percussion instruments and played it in Carnival while I was there. I went to Ghana. I went to the UK, which is heavily African. And and so, you know, I just wanted all of those places to be reflected. I go to Jamaica regularly. also the Nyabingi, all of those aspects of African life I wanted to be reflected in the music, and that's what Afro Soul was kind of trying to take those that concept and
right.
then try to, even from classical music, you know, because we created that as well. You know, so just all of the different modes, we tried to merge it in a way that kind of took it up and down. And that's what we were kind of thinking with Afro Soul. So we started
okay.
off with this intro that kind of brings you into this African space. And you know, with some of the Igbo tribal chants, you know, and then we get into the lyrics talking about, you know, how, you know, basically I'm African and I'm also in another country, but I'm a global child, and how
right.
I reflect the globe is basically the idea of it. And so trying to help people understand that African music is not just in Africa, that it's in us because we're African.
Right.
And so that we create is an extension of that African music, you know, a traditional African music. And we're making that contemporary African music even if we're not in Africa.
Right, right. So let me ask you this. When you travel to Africa, how do the your fans in Africa, how do they take you? Because, you know, a lot of times the individuals, South African people, when individuals in the United States come over and, you know, it's a little bit different. So I'm just wondering
yeah.
how they take you.
You know, nobody takes me well. Not just,
okay.
you know, in Africa.
Oh.
It's a little
okay.
strange. You know, they embrace me and accept me as their child, but I'm that prodigal child. I'm that child that has been away
right.
for a long time that they have to say, is that Ugo, you know.
Right.
They have to focus and look and see me. But it's no different here. You know, when I'm
right.
here in America, they're kind of looking at me kind of crazy too. So, you know, I think that uniqueness and that strangeness in me is what allows me to make some music and be an artist, actually, because I think the African people really regard me, but, you know, they let you in, you know what I mean? So you're
right.
there, and they're kind of looking at you like, okay, so what are you talking about? And then you,
right.
you say your piece, and then they say, okay, wow, you know, you have this talent, you have this gift, and they can give that to you. And so I'm really actually excited to do more shows in Africa because I really
right.
believe that is where the market really is. You know, I feel
right.
like sometimes in the States people refuse to accept that they are African. So
right,
like,
right.
a history lesson before you can have the concert. And,
right.
you know, I don't mind having the history lesson, but sometimes,
right.
you know, it's a lot that you have to do, whereas I don't think you have that part is necessary in Africa. Now, there is things you have to say because, you know, we're still dealing with some colonizational issues. But I feel like, you know, I know that they're ready to receive us because they've been
right.
watching Americans
yes.
for so long. And now, you know, to see Africa on the set where you have people who are proud to be African, they're ready for that.
Right, right. I definitely agree. I do. I want to, I know we are winding down, but I want to, I know that you share the stage with artists such as Common, Eric Dinay, John Legend, Shaggy, and just so many more to name. Which experience was the most memorable as far as the different, you know, those four, after those four?
So the four that you mentioned, I would have to say Commons was more meaningful
okay.
of the four that you mentioned. But because, you know, I went to university with Common, and so we're old friends.
Okay.
So, you know, I was actually in Amsterdam, and he called me on stage with him to sing a song that he's done with Erykah Badu, and he called me on to sing that part of it. So that was really cool.
Okay.
That was like my first performance ever, you know, like to a international audience.
Uh-huh.
He was the first performance I ever had anywhere in an international scene. So it was just really wild because it was thousands of people out there, and it's this drum and bass festival in Amsterdam, and I'm singing the song, I Just Wanna Rock You. all night long. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is just too much. And I'm just in the moment, and I almost didn't give him the microphone back. And then, you know, afterwards, you know, you see Rakim and all these other people who are just like, wow, you know, you're so talented. And as an artist, that was like it for me, you know.
Wow, just, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yeah, I'm
but
a big fan.
You didn't mention. I'm sorry. You didn't mention Femi Kuti, and Femi was a very, very big deal for me as well. Like doing that show kind of changed. It was a life changing moment for me.
Okay.
And, his band, a couple of the members, I'm still friends with today, and actually one of them worked on the song "Don't Mind Me." Hate the bata drum on most
okay.
of the albums. Yeah.
Okay, so talk a little bit about Femi Kuti, because I'm not really familiar with his work. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So Femi Kuti is the son of Fela Kuti, and Fela is the creator of Afrobeat music in the world, and he's from Nigeria.
Wow.
So he created the music. I don't know if you know that Fela, the Broadway musical now, was created
yeah.
last year. Yeah, so it's from, Femi is Fela's son.
Okay.
And so he has two sons that are musicians and play saxophone and just like the father. So Femi is the older one, and Femi has a band and does the same thing that his father was doing. So similar thing that his father is doing. So, so to meet Femi in that line of the Fela line was a big deal for me. Being Nigerian, being somebody who's trying to create an original genre of music as well, it just was like the closest thing I could do to even, it was like I was as close as I could get to be to Fela, you know?
Wow, that's
so that
awesome.
That was kind of deep for me, and it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I definitely want one of those experiences in my life. So that's awesome. So who else would you like to work with in the future?
You know what, I like to work with artists like Asha.
Okay.
And I like Ineka. I like Kanan. These are artists I really revere on the verge, African artists that I feel like are on the verge. Because I'm not too many mainstream artists that I could really say that I'm moved to work with. But those
right.
artists, they're so passionate about what they're doing, and they're just very unique in the way that they do it, that I think it'll be a really cool collaboration. I'm a big fan of Esperanza's quality. I think she'd be awesome.
Okay, that's awesome.
Zaya Jones, I'm a fan too as well. I think that he would be somebody to collaborate with as well.
Okay, that's awesome. You are really teaching me something in music tonight, I'm telling you. I'm going to have you on again or have you as a co-host with me or something to break it down for other people. But
no
definitely,
problem.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to, because I was looking at some of your pictures, and I actually love your clothes. I love your makeup, and I'm just wondering, who designs your clothes?
I actually get my clothes from a lot of different designers. People, you know, donate clothes to me all the time, and then sometimes I'll see something. So one or two times, you know, when I go overseas, like I say, in the UK, it's just nothing but Africa anyway. So Africa and Jamaica is in London. So, you know, I'll go to some designers, and they'll make clothes for me. You know, sometimes local designers will make clothes for me here. So I just, you know, try to find something that I feel is like Afro, or something that has an African feel, but I can contemporize it in a way that makes it look ridiculous.
Right, right. That's
and
awesome.
The makeup was done by artist Fantasila. She is amazing. She always does the makeup. Sometimes when I'm feeling like really, really, really raucous, I'll get tribal with it and do the tribal part on the thing.
Okay, well, I definitely love, you know, just everything about you and what you're trying to do is definitely a beautiful thing. So I definitely wanted to you know, encourage you to continue, and please don't stop. And I don't think that you will anyway, but
yeah,
definitely
awesome.
Because
You're definitely doing some great, great things. So go ahead and share with our, no problem, share with our listeners where they can find more of you. I know you mentioned your website earlier, but I know you're all over social media, so do share whatever you want to share.
Okay. So right now my website is under some sort of construction. It's actually being upgraded. So
okay.
We have one more week until it's true launch. But it's www.ugochi.com. I'm also on Twitter at Ugo, the number 2, D-A-C-H-I, which is Ugo2Dachi. Then I'm also on Facebook, and Ugochi is the musician page. So you can come on there. You can find out where I'm going to be. I have quite a few engagements coming up. There's a lot of performances for us in the city, and then we're trying to come to a city near you. So if you'd like
That's
to see us more of our music, please hit me up on one of those avenues. You can also, mostly the Facebook pages and my website are great ways to stay connected with me. So if you just want to see us come down to your area, we'd love to come down. We'd love to bring this type of original music to you and open your mind, because there's an effect that this music has on you. So I say it's a powerful effect.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Thanks so much. I definitely want to really thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving me a portion of your evening. I know it's getting late in Chicago, but so I definitely wanted to thank you and just mention I don't want you to be a stranger at all. Anytime you have any new music or anything that you want to promote, definitely hit me up, and I'll be happy to feature, because I love everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your fans.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. Until next time, Ugochi, you have a great evening. And y'all, just make sure that you like our radio page. Like I said, I definitely appreciate it. And check out this track right here by our good friend Waterflow. It's titled Senegal. This guy is going to be one of the performers at the Explore South Africa Tour in Johannesburg, South Africa, launching April 7th. This is Waterflow.
La terre a dit oui. Sénégal, il est l'heure de dire oui. Jeunes d'aujourd'hui, nouvelle génération, reste pas la honte, sois fier et digne de ton pays.
Sénégal, please. Mo fast I got you sir sunu gal sir sunu bal sir jatna gisna fi ba fanya fa asta faras ya fatan le dai sir le plus bandure kep ko bandu te gurgi yulla noi fan pare noi what is up noi tek tek noi tap tap me ya ta ma fanar ikina dakar what na kare what na akbar sunu khal khali sunu khaja tali bala jako mai kunu khati tap kunu wedi tap to baye khair te di khati just to what te gi tap te di tiki come to what we di fi bo fanya fa asta faras me le dai sir.
We keep representing from the old to the new, feel it happening. Generations up, keep the shit burning. It's time for us to let it function. We keep representing from the old to the new, feel it happening. Generations up, keep the shit burning. It's time for us to let it function.
God send me, stand up, get up, juggle, free like the gum, and the dog throw me. Nyata at nyunga kher mungi, long go, boku pen story, koi hat in it. New damn nila, new am nila, new lila, new generation, new Lenny K, Doc Abba called Dan and you call it Holly, Hem and Ten, Senegal and you am, and you talk with Tewal, you rail and you yarn and you talk Ligue, Catholic, you live, Dijan Maurice, Tom Bad Yolov, none of the Chijam, Mark Power Gun, B Boy, B Girl, your Lens and Bob, Funk Lens and Duck, Full and Chicken and Yuck.
From the old to the new, feel it happening. Generations got keep the shit burning. It's time for us to let it function. The gods of
сказала. Сама так и гисна, сама ревфиля, сама не книла, сама ярфиля, сама яспиля, сама хамфиля. Вах ты джок чатна, вах ты джок матна, гам сабав матна, сигил сабав чатна, сар сабав чатна.
Калтен, синю нео, нэнка баку тэван, синю суфла, ню ам, нэнка анду долен. Буню дэфули, ню ар, кан мо ню кэ дэфал, буню дэло гинам, нила ню ня пухоле. From the old to the new, feel the field running. Hip-hop MCs, keep the shit growing, feel the heat running. Feel the heat running, feel the beat running, feel the heat running.
Car tout était, pas besoin du gouvernement qui nous ment. Même au fin fond de ce chaos, juste cette poussière de paix et aller de l'avant. Oh pays, oh pays, mon pays, obéis ton pays.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B. Thanks for jamming with me on the E-Buzz Show. Appreciate it. Much love to you. Until next time, I'm out.
go. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag go. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let
someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's heroes yesterday. That's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember, but the men, nut, they fell in love with rap, black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you, the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
The most amazing feeling I feel. Words can't describe, but the feeling is real. Baby, I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. You. Glory. False alarms and false starts. All made better by the sound of your heart. Yeah. All the pain of the last time. I prayed so hard it was the last time. Your mama said it to dance for her. Did you wiggle your hands for her? Glory, glory, glory. Sorry. Everything that I prayed for, God's gift, I wish I would have prayed more. God makes no mistakes,
I made a few. Rough sledding here and there, but I made it through. I wreak havoc on the world. Get ready for part two. A younger, smarter, faster me. So a pinch of hope. I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you. Your grandpa died of nigga failure. Then he died of liver failure. Deep down, he was a good man. God damn, I can't deliver failure. Badass little hoe. 2 years old, shopping on Savile Row. Wicked ass little B. Hard not to spoil you, rotten, looking like little me. The most beautiful thing in this world. Daddy's little girl, you don't yet know his swaggers, but you was made in Paris. And mama woke up the next day and shot an album package. Last time the miscarriage was so tragic. We was afraid you disappeared, but nah, baby, you magic. So there you have it, shit happens. Make sure the plane you on is bigger than your carry-on baggage. Everybody go through stuff. Life is a gift, love. Open it up. You're a child of destiny. You're the child of my destiny. You're my child with a child from Destiny Child. That's a hell of a recipe. Recipe. Glory. 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 Sorry. I feel words can't describe what I'm feeling for real. Baby, I paint the sky blue. My greatest creation was you.